ESPN 102.5, The Game, streaming all around the world on The Game Nashville app. Chase McCabe, Ryan Porth, The Money Line, so properly named. Elijah Campbell on the ones and twos. Ryan, what's up?
How we doing, Chaser?
You know, I'm feeling good. And our goal tonight is to make all of you feel good, because we're going to talk numbers for the next 30 minutes. We're going to talk numbers when it comes to the AFC Championship, the NFC Championship, and even the NHL, because, of course, the Predators play tonight. We'll turn things over to Darren McFarlane in about 30 minutes for the pregame show. But I'm the Juice Man. I don't know what your name is. We're going to get you a nickname, but I'm ready to talk numbers. And I know that you have a rant that you want to start things off with, that in regards to the games this weekend. So go ahead.
Well, it's not necessarily a rant, but it's a plea to the Green Bay Packers to please win. Just Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, please win, because my FanDuel account is counting on you in a pretty big way. Chase,
you know, a $2 bet this week?
Well, I think I upped it to $3.
Get a high roller.
Attaboy.
Oh, yeah. I'm really, really going out there. But once the Packers beat the Titans on Sunday Night Football, I started going pretty heavy on the Packers to not only win the NFC, but to win the Super Bowl. So I've got some future bets on the line here that they all center around the Packers winning at least the NFC. So here's what I'm talking about. On January 4th, I got the Packers at plus 175. On December 29th, I got the Packers to win the Super Bowl at plus 550. I've got a bet in for Aaron Rodgers to win the Super Bowl MVP. And even, you know, when predicting Super Bowl matchups, when before the playoffs, you could predict what the exact matchup would be. You know, I put a small amount of money on five different matchups with the intention of one of them hitting. And the two that are still standing are the Packers versus the Chiefs and the Packers versus the Bills. So I'm looking pretty good right there if the Packers win on Sunday. And then also put in a strategy to get a profit again off the Packers winning, where I put the Packers and the Chiefs on a money line parlay and then a Packers Bills money line parlay, and both are at plus odds. So if the Packers win, I am guaranteed a profit at better value than just taking the Packers money line. So suffice to say, go green, go on Sunday.
Yeah, you are all in on Rodgers and the Packers. Well, okay. So analytics, I guess. You're a numbers guy. You look at trends. So when you're kind of new at all this, and you've done well, but when you study for this, how interested are you in what a team has done previously against the spread or however it's going to affect your bet? Do you look at that stuff? Because I think that's important.
Only if it's heavily slanted one way do I actually factor that into the decision that I make. Like if a team is, say, through 16 games in the regular season, if a team is like 8-8 against the spread, or even 10-6 against the spread, or 6-10, I'm not going to factor that in. But if a team's like 14-2 or 13-3 against the spread, then I'll start thinking, okay, maybe I should put some money on that team.
Okay. Well, Green Bay is hot against the spread, so that helps you.
Woo!
They're 5-0.
I like hearing that.
They're 5-0 against the spread in their last five home games against a team with a winning road record. So that's a good stat for you. 5-1 against the spread in their last six after accumulating more than 350 total yards in their previous game. They put up 484 against the Rams, including Rodgers passing for 296. So you got to feel good about that. Does that help?
I feel great about that, and I'm going to tell you what, it's going to be a miserable afternoon Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win that game. I might have to hedge a little bit and put a little bit on the Buccaneers just in case, so it's not a 100% loss.
I don't like that.
You don't like hedging bets.
I mean, everybody's hedged bets, but you are committed to Green Bay. You are committed to Green Bay. And I'll give you another one. Head to head. So Green Bay versus Tampa Bay. Home team is 5-2 against the spread in the last 7 meetings. So all the odds are in your favor.
All right. So there's a stat that doesn't really mean much to me because only one of those includes Tom Brady with Tampa Bay, and that game was Tampa Bay. So, like, that's a stat when looking at trends that I would not say, you know what, I think because of that stat, Green Bay is going to end up covering. But some of the others that you laid out there earlier with favor in Green Bay, I kind of like the way those are headed.
For those of you that are wondering how do you get this info, there is a great website out there called covers.com. I highly recommend it. It gives you all these different type trends in different scenarios, whether it's the over-under or against the spread, head-to-head, all of those things. So the line on that one, again, Green Bay -3.5, 51.5 is the total. Tampa Bay on the money line +155. I heard Jared just before we came on. He was kind of going through some of this, but I'm laying the 3.5. I'm taking Green Bay. I feel pretty good about Green Bay. I just think that Tampa Bay is going to come up a little bit short. That's my opinion. I think Green Bay covers that 3.5. The over-under, I don't really know. Do you have a feeling either way on that?
I think that's going over. I know it's supposed to be cold. I know it's supposed to have some wintry weather. That did not matter. Just ask the Tennessee Titans. That did not matter for Aaron Rodgers on Sunday Night Football against the Titans.
Yes.
Tom Brady has experience playing in cold weather games. Now, the rest of his team may not have as much experience, but the fact that their quarterback has a ton of experience with it, I don't know how much the cold weather is truly going to be a factor. These are two teams that like to put up points. I would go with the over on this one.
That's where I'm leaning. I'm leaning towards the over, but I just because of everything you just said with the weather, and I can't get a good feel on it. All right, now we like player props here. We'll get to the AFC in just a second. First touchdown player props according to BetMGM, and I'll tie this in because we did some of this today on Pick 6. So if you missed that, you can go to thegamenashville.com. You can play online as a thing we do on Darren Donick and Chase. So, but Davante Adams is +550 on the first touchdown. I'm going that. I don't think you can ever bet against Davante. Even if Green Bay doesn't get the ball first, I think he has the first touchdown. Aaron Jones +750, Mike Evans +900, and then +1,000 for Godwin for the first touchdown. I love those are probably my favorite props to do. I always do a first touchdown bet.
Really? Really? See, I'm more of an anytime touchdown guy.
I'll do that too, but you obviously get the most value out of the first touchdown, and if you watch a team enough, yeah, you can take a pretty good gander at what's going to happen.
Well, that's a great point because whenever the Titans would have those games this year, I would put one strategy that I did, and yes, this is going to blow you and Elijah away. I would put either $1 or $2 on 3 players not named Derrick Henry to score that first touchdown. And if one of those players hits, it's a profit. It's a strategy. I'm not going to just pick one player and roll with it.
Yeah,
I'm going to try to earn a profit and not, you know, go all in on a +1,200 bet and then not have it work out. I'd like to at least gain a profit and not, you know, just miss out on one player getting the first touchdown. And it was pretty successful. I mean, I probably broke even, you know, throughout the second half of the season once everything became legal in November.
Yeah, I do that too. I mean, I will take a few for the first touchdown. All right, so how would you go ahead.
Well, I was about to say, I'll probably put it on like 3 players, either for the Packers or the Bucks, not named Davante Adams. Because chances are, I mean, he's been money with the first touchdown.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go against what has been happening in the last few weeks and go against the tide and go with somebody else. Probably put it down on three players and hope one hits.
Robbie Stanley has just texted me, and he said he has a prop. Odds Robbie Stanley yells at Tom Brady on Sunday, minus 500. I think there's a good chance of that.
Can I get the alternate spread of minus 250 and go all in on that?
Yeah, there you go. So the AFC Championship, the Bills +3 at Kansas City, 53.5, the over-under, Bills +145 on top shelf today. Or on top shelf on pick six today, I took the over in that game top shelf, and we actually had it at 54.5. So I went over Kansas City and Buffalo. I think there's just a lot of scoring in that game, and I like the Bills. Give me the 3 points. I'll take the money line at +145. I keep bringing up one. Mahomes is not 100%. Two, they've been sleepwalking for the last 6 weeks. Three, Buffalo is hotter than a firecracker right now, and this is just destiny for them. Now, Josh Allen has never been in a situation like this before. That does matter. Darren brought that up on our show earlier today. But I think he just puts it all together. Stephon Diggs has a big game. I think Buffalo gets it done.
Honestly, Josh Allen might be my biggest worry in this game for the Bills. And on Pigskin Pick'em with Robbie and Ruxroad, I also took the Bills +3, and I'm picking them to win outright because of, I mean, you said the Chiefs have been sleepwalking for 6 weeks. It feels like they've been sleepwalking for like 12 weeks. They've looked bored, and I think a lot of people just assume that the Chiefs are just going to turn it on. And for the first 2.5 quarters on Sunday against the Browns, it did look like the Chiefs offense was starting to gel and starting to get a lot of momentum, and then Patrick Mahomes got hurt. So who knows what you're going to get out of Mahomes on Sunday. You would assume that you would get a game at Mahomes, but we'll see. But you're right. I mean, Josh Allen in the playoffs has not looked great like he did down the stretch in the regular season. He had his moments against the Colts. I thought he looked okay, not great against the Ravens. So I do worry a little bit. But to go back to your over-under, I'm taking the under in this game. I know these are two high-powered offenses. Their regular season matchup did not come close to that over-under. I think both defenses are a little overlooked, maybe a little underappreciated. And I think this game ends up in, you know, the 27-23 range, 27-24. I'm going under.
Well, the trend here actually goes in favor of you. The under is 4-1 in the last five meetings between these two teams. So you may very well be right there. Bills 1-4 against the spread in their last five against Kansas City. The road team is 8-2 against the spread in the last 10 meetings. Bills are 5-1 against the spread in their last six meetings in Kansas City.
Interesting.
So yeah, kind of in some ways all over the place, because you look at that and you go, okay, well, Bills not very good. Yet in Kansas City, they have been good. So we'll see there. Some props, the first touchdown props again. Tyreek Hill, the favorite at +500. Travis Kelce, +750. Josh Allen, +800. And Stephon Diggs, also +800. You got any passer props that you like this weekend?
Isn't Josh Allen 302.5? For yes. Passing yards, I know that it, I think that's the case on FanDuel. I picked this morning that it would go under. I'm not huge on statistical props in football. I have not been as successful in those this season, even with the Titans. So outside of the Derrick Henry first carry, which always hits under 4.5, I cannot believe FanDuel still has that at 4.5. Like, I don't think he hit that more than like twice all season. Outside of that prop, I usually shy away. I'm an anytime touchdown guy. I'm not a first touchdown guy. I'm not as big on the props. I'm an anytime touchdown guy. So, Chase, my anytime touchdown parlay this weekend is Devontae Adams and Travis Kelce. And that may seem obvious, but if you put those two in a parlay, plus 176 odds, which is very attractive. I've taken that as the parlay. Devontae Adams is money right now. Travis Kelce, big game. You figure that they're going to try to take Tyreek Hill out of the game. Same with Kelce, but I like Kelce's odds better of getting a touchdown. So I'm going with Adams and Kelce at plus 176 on that parlay.
You know what? I'm gonna ride with you on that. I like that. That's good. That's good value there. And I'm with you. I do anytime touchdowns too, but as Music City Bet says on Twitter, first TD props greater than anytime when a first touchdown hits, the feeling is so electric. And it's true. It's very, very true. Now, he might feel that way about when several things hit, but yeah. but definitely with that one. So that's kind of a quick look at the championship weekend. When we come back, Ryan, let's talk some hockey, because I know you have strategies when it comes to betting on the NHL, because now as we transition out of the football season, all you degenerates are like, now what do I do? Well, we'll give you some options when it comes to the National Hockey League. That's next here on the Moneyline, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money.
Back here on the money line, ESPN 102.5 The Game, Chase McCabe, Ryan Porth, Elijah Campbell. We'll turn things over to Darren McFarland here in just a few minutes with Predators pregame as they take on the Dallas Stars in Big D tonight. So let's talk some hockey, Ryan. This is something that, you know, we've all kind of jumped into, as you've mentioned, with all the apps that are available. And it's been fun for me to do some player props, and I've thrown out on Twitter a player prop parlay here and there, and people have asked me, do I have one tonight? So I'm going to give that to you before we get out of here. But what are you kind of thinking tonight? You have a strategy when it comes to player prop parlays, correct?
So, yes, I do. So it's almost like a daily fantasy type strategy, and that's stacking line mates. So for instance, last night I stacked a Mika Rantanen assist with a Nathan MacKinnon goal. I also threw in a Cale Makar power play point. So I felt pretty good about the Avalanche getting some offense last night. Unfortunately, it was only in the first period, but yeah. I wasn't too happy when I woke up this morning to see that the Avalanche did not cover the 1.5, but that's neither here nor there because
Rick and I weren't happy about that either.
I expect a lot more out of Colorado, but I was happy to see that the power play goal for the Avalanche in the first period was a Nathan MacKinnon goal assisted by Mikko Rantanen and Cale Makar. I should reiterate, power play, and I had the Cale Makar power play point. So stacking some good players on the same line, it's a little bit like roulette. I mean, you're going all in, or you know, it's either going to hit all three or maybe two players and you're really going to like it, or you're going to miss all three and it's not going to be that much fun. That has been overall a pretty successful proposition for me. Tonight, I'm going with Nicklas Backstrom and Jacob Vrana for the Washington Capitals. If you notice, Alex Ovechkin and a couple of teammates for the Washington Capitals are out for the next few games. Gives Jacob Vrana, a very talented player, a great opportunity to play with Nick Backstrom. I'm going with Vrana goal and Nick Backstrom point tonight, which means if Nicklas Backstrom ends up scoring the goal, I still pretty much break even. But if Nicklas Backstrom assists on Jacob Vrana's goal, assuming that they do score tonight, both hit. So I'm going with that strategy tonight as my player prop stack, if you want to call it that.
Okay, I like that. That's a good strategy. Typically what I do is I'm going with usually a three-player score goal anytime parlay. That's kind of what I've been doing and have had success with it. I know others have kind of jumped on that. Rather than taking games and trying to read puck lines and all of that, especially right now. It's just so early. It's hard to get a true feel for teams as a whole, but players, you know, typically you know who's going to score and who isn't. So I'll give you, first of all, Darren McFarlane on Darren Donick and Chase. He's been giving freebies. He's been giving out his picks. I'm going to give one tonight, and okay. I'm curious to know if he and you agree with this one.
Okay.
Give me the Red Wings plus 118.
Yes.
Against Chicago.
Yes. All right.
Detroit. Now it's early, so I'm not going to get in the whole, they may be better than we thought, but they may be. They've played like it at least.
Yes, I totally agree with you on this one. And that leads me into a strategy that I am trying this weekend. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm going to try it. And that is, and it goes with this new schedule for the National Hockey League, these two game series. So Arizona lost both games in Vegas, but they have two more games against each other in Arizona. What I'm doing, I'm putting money on Arizona tonight, and if they lose, I am going to try to still make a profit off of Arizona on Sunday, assuming that they will win one of the next two games. I'm doing that with San Jose at Minnesota in these next two games. I'm also doing it with Detroit at Chicago. Chicago is horrible. Awful. They are awful. They are just dreadful. And Detroit, like you mentioned, they may be better than we think. So I'm going with you on this one. And not only tonight, if they lose, I'm going to then put more money on Detroit Sunday, just assuming that they are going to win one of these next two games against the Hawks.
Yeah, I like, and that's a fun strategy with these two-game series. All right, real quick, here's your player parlay tonight. Connor McDavid, plus 132. Philip Forsberg, plus 188. Rantanen, plus 185. Put them all together and put whatever you want on it. And if you're really feeling extra spicy, add the bread man and Patrick Kane in there and make it a five player and go for it.
Ooh.
There you go.
Ooh. I would go with Jack Eichel.
You go Eichel.
Jack Eichel is my guy tonight to score a goal for the Sabres.
All right. Well, we'll see how it all plays out. Preds are getting the goal and a half tonight, minus 103 on the money line. Stars minus 114. We will turn things over to Darren McFarlane and the Predators pregame show. That's all next here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.